as I said, in general, the enforced disappearance is crime in Japan, so that is extraditable offense, and we don't require a treaty as a prerequisite for the extradition. This is a legal, like, very basic fact of our legal, extradition treaties practice. And when it comes to the treaty, bilateral extradition treaty, we do have bilateral agreement between the United States of America and Republic of Korea. And this crime of enforced disappearance fall within the extraditable offense of these crime, these two bilateral treaties. Whereas, as you are aware, these countries are not the state party of the this convention, so the exact obligation or the legal effect of the provided by the Article 13, Paragraph 3 of this convention is not directly applicable or can be produced. Thank you. And rest of the question, like, I would appreciate if you to rephrase it again, and we would like to come back to this answer to this question tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Ms. Bhatti also asked about how we could ensure independence of inspection committee, and how we train them, and so on. We also ask our colleagues from Ministry of Justice to answer this question. But